Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Dave Dreyer, Vaughn DeLeith, Ted Weems, and Vincent Eumanns, and do some waltzing. Last week, September 22nd, marked the birth in 1894 in Brooklyn, New York, of composer Dave Dreyer. He began his career as a staff pianist and song plugger for various New York City music publishing companies, and then went on the vaudeville circuit as accompanist to stars such as Al Jolson, Frank Fay, Belle Baker, and Sophie Tucker. Hits you may remember include Me and My Shadow, Back in Your Own Backyard, I'm Following You, and Cecilia. He collaborated with many different lyricists, including Al Jolson, Billy Rose, whom we spotlighted a couple of weeks ago, Herman Ruby, and Ballard MacDonald. Dreyer wrote background music for about 25 movies during the 1930s and 40s, formed his own music publishing company in 1947, and is a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He died in New York on March 2, 1967. Here are three from the pen of Dave Dreyer.
Keeping company now. I took a look at her, she took a look at me. I got a notion and gave her the notion, and I'm keeping company now. Always said that I was the kind of a guy who would never wed. But the sweet romancing and glancing and dancing went to my head. I took her home to Ma, she made a hit with Pa. I'm going steady and I'm feeling wetty, and I'm keeping company now.
When she walks with them, this is what they all cry. Does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? Does she know that I'm about to steal you? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. Now many funny things occur, and while the boys are courting her, you see I refer to one case in particular. It seems that she went with a boy named Joe, who was always lisping so. And when he'd ask this miss for a little kiss, it would sound just like this. Doth your mother know that you're out, Cecilia? And doth he know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me that you and I should get together. And how about a little kiss, Cecilia? Cecilia, just the kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time?
Oh, Cecilia, say that you will be mine. And does your mother know that you're our Cecilia? And does she know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh, my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss, you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine.
Composer Dave Dreyer, born September 22, 1894. Whispering Jack Smith and Cecilia, recorded September 21, 1925, is what we just heard. Jack Smith accompanied himself on many of his recordings, but on at least one occasion, the April 1927 recording of Me and My Shadow, Dave Dreyer accompanied him on piano. Cecilia was preceded by Lloyd Keating in his music, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and I'm Keeping Company from June 18, 1931. We began the show with Milt Shaw and his Detroiters with the vocal by Al Shane and Golden Gate from The Singing Fool. That was recorded March 5th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in 1901 in Pitcairn, Pennsylvania of Wilfred Theodore Wymus. You may know him better as bandleader Ted Weems. While in high school, he played violin in the West Philadelphia Symphony, and while attending the University of Pennsylvania, played trombone in the dance band. He had been an engineering major, but by the time he finished college, he was set on a musical career and formed his own band around 1922, along with his trumpeter brother Art, playing at a Philadelphia cafe for over a year. He began recording for Victor in 1923 and had a hit from his first session with Somebody Stole My Gal. He toured mainly around the Midwest, appearing at Kansas City's Muehlbach Hotel, but also got booked at the Marine Ballroom at Atlantic City's Steel Pier. Joe Hames contributed many arrangements for the band in the late 20s, including the charts for the hit Piccolo Pete. Singers with the band in the 30s included Parker Gibbs, Red Engel, Country Washburn, and Elmo Tanner, and Perry Como got his first big job with the band in 1936. The band was featured on radio in the 30s on shows including the Jack Benny Program, the New Fibber McGee and Molly Show, the Alamite Show, and Beat the Band. The orchestra disbanded in 1942 and Weems joined the Merchant Marine, but he formed a new band in 1945 and had a hit in 47 with a reissue of Heartaches, which had been recorded in 1933. In the mid-50s, Ted Weems himself became a disc jockey, although he continued to record until 1962. In March of 63, while on tour, he suffered an asthma attack, which put him in a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he died on May 6th at age 62. Here are three from Ted Weems.
A most remarkable girl. Well, I love you, pretty baby, hoping maybe. What can I do? What can I say? I gotta love you cause I'm funny that way. You are remarkable, the most remarkable girl.
Rather steady till he bought himself a new guitar. He learned to play a hot guitar. Now Eddie is a radio star. Eddie was afraid, you know, to play before the radio until he bought a new guitar. Oh, Eddie, get your new guitar. Now if you're ready, we are. Play that hot guitar, oh, Mr. Play. Just one more bar, those single strings and harmony. Those funny strains and melody. My feet can't behave. All I can do is rant and rave and just a rhythm loving play. When you play the hot guitar, won't you hit one string? Hit it and then just let it ring. Take your pick, piccolo, bass, lick, quick. After beats are sweet when you can play them off the beat. Oh, mister, what a man you are. When you play the hot guitar. Thank you.
baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for silks and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
Ted Weems and his orchestra with Art Jarrett and My Baby Just Cares For Me from July 25, 1930. That Gus Kahn Walter Donaldson song was first introduced by Eddie Cantor in the 1930 picture Whoopee. My Baby Just Cares For Me was preceded by Parker Gibbs doing the vocal honors on Play That Hot Guitar, written by Phil Baxter and Charles Torres, and recorded in Chicago on September 24, 1931. We began our little tribute to Ted Weems with vocalist Joe Country Washburn and Remarkable Girl, written by Lou Hanman and Henry Creamer. That was recorded September 13th, 1929.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show? Well, you can send your comments and your requests by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in 1894 in Pulaski, Illinois, of Leonore Vanderleith. At age 12, she moved with her mother and sister to Los Angeles, where she studied music, began writing songs, and attended Mills College. When she began a career as a performer, she changed her last name into her full name and became Vanderleith. You may recall scenes in early cartoons of radio transmitter tubes popping when subjected to high-pitched operatic singers. Well, that was actually the case. Early recording equipment couldn't handle excessive volume well, and early broadcasting equipment could be destroyed by female singers' voices. Vanderleith's low-pitched, controlled style of singing was well-suited to the technology, and she was invited to sing over Dr. Lee DeForest's wireless telephone station in the World Tower building at 40th Street and Broadway in New York City. This was the first broadcast of a live singing performance and led to her being known as the First Lady of Radio, and later as the original Radio Girl. In 1923, she became station manager of New York radio station WDT, where she not only performed, but also arranged for live performances by other artists. She appeared regularly on The Wrigley Show during 1926 and 27, on the Firestone Hour in 1929 and 30, and on various NBC radio shows. In 1934, she became a popular morning show host on New York radio station WMCA. In 1923, she appeared on Broadway in Laugh, Clown, Laugh, starring Lionel Barrymore, in which she played an opera singer. In the mid-1930s, Kate Smith adopted Vaughn's billing as the First Lady of the Radio, but DeLeith successfully sued and obtained an injunction against Smith's use of that title, after which she went back to her title of Songbird of the South. Vaughn DeLeith continued to work in radio right up until her death on Thursday, May 27, 1943, at the Hotel Statler in Buffalo, New York. Here's Vaughn DeLeith.
When we're at a party, a get-together party, Gertie is the only one we dread. When she was a baby, a teeny-weeny baby, Gertie must have fallen on her head. That's what I said, right on her head. When you hear somebody laughing, when you look for sympathy, that giggling Gertie, when you got a lot of trouble, and if someone shouts with glee, that giggling Gertie, you'd know her if you had seen her. Looks like a laughing hyena. When you hear that cuckoo cackle, then you're ready for a crime. Giggling all of the time. Disposition. There is no intermission, laughing, laughing, laughing all day long. Sounds so very silly, so awfully daffy-dilly, that something in her noodle must be wrong. It can't be right, it must be wrong. When you're on a boat that's sinking and you hear somebody cry, that's giggling Gertie. If a trolley car should hit you, and if someone says, oh my, that's giggling Gertie. If you get hit with a derrick, she'd go right into hysterics. Even at the gates of heaven, she would give this countersign. Giggling all the time. She's out with a soldier, the first thing that you hear. When she's out with a sailor, this sound will greet your ear. You know who's getting married when you hear this funny sound.
Thank you.
want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. I want to be kissed by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than fill a desire to make you my own. I want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
In the treetops, and artists harmonize with paint and brush, composers harmonize on their pianos, but I harmonize with my little prize, 'cause he likes what I like, and I like what he likes, and everything we like alike. I want what he wants, and he gets what he wants. Everything we like alike, alike. I know all his loving ways from A to Z. He's got all my little ways down to a T. Oh, I like what he likes, and he just loves what I like. So everything we like alike. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, I like what he likes, he likes what I like. Everything we like alike. He likes the mountains and I like the seashore, so we both agree to stay at home. He likes to ride a horse and sings a swell, so we both go riding on a carousel. I like what he likes and he likes what I like. Everything we like alike. You remember that old nursery rhyme about Jack Sprat? It goes like this. Jack Sprat could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean. And so betwixt them, don't you see, they lick the platter clean. Yeah, but my sweetie likes what I like and I like what he likes. So I've been hungry ever since. Whenever I want loving from my baby, it seems that he knows just what to do. I never, never have to quarrel with him, not much. We just agree on all things you see. 'Cause I like what he likes what I like. And every little thing we like alike. For instance, when he wants chow mein, I order yucca mein. Well, what's the difference? It all tastes just the same. The waiter takes his order, and then he asks me what I wish. Oh, I just tell the waiter, I say,
bring another fork and I'll just eat off the same dish.
I like what he likes, and he likes what I like, and I like what I like, and he likes what he likes, and we like what we like, everything we like alike.
The original radio girl, Von DeLeith, from an Edison Lateral record, and Everything We Like Alike, recorded September 11th, 1928. Everything We Like Alike was preceded by The Broadway Nightlights, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and I Wanna Be Loved By You, written by Burt Kalmar, Harry Ruby, and Herbert Stothart. I Wanna Be Loved By You is from the Broadway musical Good Boy, which opened at Hammerstein's Theater on September 5, 1928, and ran for 253 performances. We began our little tribute to Von DeLeith with another Edison Lateral from June 7, 1928, and Giggling Gertie. Giggling Gertie was written by Dave Dreyer, Charlie Tobias, and Harry Tobias. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all on the internet at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on September 27th in 1933, Waltz Time, featuring the Abe Lyman Orchestra, debuted on NBC Radio. The program was part of the network lineup until 1948. So here to commemorate Waltz Time are a couple of waltzes, beginning with The Street Singer.
I've learned the secret to mend broken hearts, turn every tear to a smile, and my secret I'll gladly impart if you stroll with me for a while. From a little bird I heard the whistling voice. Sunny little whistling voice. You should hear him say while flying to and fro, here we go, whistle soft and low. Soon you'll be surprised to see the skies turn blue. Find the one you've lost is arm in arm with you. Smile and through your tears you'll fall in love anew to the tune of the whistling you've lost his arm in arm with you. Smile and through your tears you'll fall in love anew to the tune of the whistling
couple of waltzes to commemorate the debut of Waltz Time on NBC Radio. We begin with the street singer Arthur Tracy and Whistling Waltz, written by Harry M. Woods and recorded January 5, 1936. The Whistling Waltz is from the film Limelight, which starred Arthur Tracy as Bob Grant. He was in three other films around that time, and then, 50 years later, was in 1988's Crossing Delancey as Pickle Stand Customer Number 1. And we just heard the Joudas Band and Rolling Stones Waltz. Eugene Joudas, J-A-U-D-A-S, and I have no idea if that's the correct pronunciation or not, was born in 1869 and became a musical director for Edison in 1900. His name was on Edison cylinders as early as 1903, and his band, sometimes called Joudas Society Orchestra, was Edison's primary dance band from 1914 to 19.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, September 27th, marked the birth in New York City in 1898 of composer Vincent Humans. His father was the owner of a chain of haberdasheries, and the family settled in Westchester County, where young Vincent started piano lessons at age 4. After attending Trinity School and Heathcote Hall in Rye, New York, he enrolled in Sheffield Scientific School at Yale University, but quickly found out that he had no interest at all in engineering. He first began composing while in the Navy during World War I, where one of his songs was heard and then used by John Philip Sousa in his band concerts. In 1927, that song was renamed Hallelujah and was a hit in the Broadway musical Hit the Deck. Upon his discharge from the Navy, Humans embarked on a musical career, working as a pianist and song plugger for the Harms Music Publishing Company. It was while working with Victor Herbert, rehearsing theater singers, that he became interested in writing for the musical stage. His first Broadway show tune, with lyric by Ira Gershwin, was Who's Who With You, and was in the 1918 show From Broadway to Piccadilly. And his first complete score was 1921's Two Little Girls in Blue. I'd take up the rest of the show if I listed all of his shows, songs, and collaborators. In 1933, Humans contracted tuberculosis and entered a sanitarium in Denver, Colorado. After a while, he was able to leave the sanitarium and move to New Orleans, where he spent time sketching ideas for new musical endeavors. In 1943, he returned to New York, where Doris Duke financed his ideas for a show called the Vincent Humans Ballet Review. The lavish show featured modern and classical ballet, puppets, serious music, and elaborate costuming, but it folded in Boston and never did reach New York City. Humans' health deteriorated, and he returned to the sanitarium, where he died on April 5, 1946, at just 48 years of age. But his music lives on here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Here's Arthur Lang and his orchestra.
Thank you. goes away. When cares pursue ya, hallelujah, helps to shoo the blues away. Now there's Satan lying awaiting, and he's creating grief and woe, 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 Lord, 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 sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you'll shoo the blues away.
Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra with vocal by Franklin Bauer and Hallelujah, written by Leo Robin, Clifford Gray, and Vincent Eumanns from April 14, 1927. Hallelujah was preceded by Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra and I Know That You Know from May 16, 1928. Although you didn't hear them in that version, the lyric to I Know That You Know was written by N. Caldwell. And we began with Arthur Lang and his orchestra in 1924 and Toodaloo from the show Mary Jane McCain. Composer Vincent Eumanns, born September 27th, 1898. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.